The second thing about that ECOG trial, and I would put this word of caution to practitioners, is for the patients with stage 3A disease, I think there is very strong inferential and some clinical evidence that radiation is important, that the patients who receive radiation have longer survival, and that is not permitted as part of the current intergroup trial. The ASCO guidelines clearly say that you should consider radiation in the patients with stage 3A disease. They clearly say also you should not be recommending radiation for stage 2 patients and patients with no nodal disease.
And that's your practice?
That has been my practice. But I think the data, though, from the ANITA trial and the data from the SEER analysis by Lally and also even the older meta-analysis fails to reveal any harm and clearly suggests the potential for benefit. And sadly, even giving our best adjuvant therapy and delivering it, doing our optimal surgery, only about half of patients with stage 3A disease are cured. So if we can do anything to improve that cure rate, I think we need to do it. And I think radiation is part of that. It's technology we have. Also, the technology is improving. Radiation oncologists have become very expert at delivering radiation without significant morbidity. And I don't see that as a drawback, though clearly it's a consideration, but that's not a reason to treat patients. So one caution in participating in that trial is for the stage 3A patients, make sure that radiation is not the right thing for them, because I think you would do them a disservice by not giving them radiation, because there is this pretty reasonable proof. With no nodal disease and with only N1 nodes, the guidelines clearly state you should not give radiation because there's no evidence of benefit, and non-randomized status available suggest possible harm. But for stage 3, there's no harm and 2 trials that show strong benefit. And we use that same kind of wording we used in the 1B, that while we would consider it or recommend it, we can't recommend it for routine use at this point. And the guidelines themselves state the reason for that, and that is the lack of specific data that says you should do this.
I guess the other thing about that ECOG trial that's interesting in terms of eligibility is they will allow 1B, but it has to be over 4 centimeters.
Yeah, I think that's another pitfall of that study. That 4-centimeter number is not the number that was selected by the staging group that looked at tens of thousands of cases. That number was based on just a few hundred cases. I'd be very careful in saying that that 4-centimeter number is indeed any sort of a standard, because our new staging system will not use that 4 number.